Todd Mayfield is Curtis Mayfield's son. Todd Mayfield, good morning. You've written a book about your dad. About you wrote a biography. First of all, have we met?
Yeah, I believe we met one time years ago when you were, you know, at O'Hare Airport. You were flying to Dallas, trying to get out of Chicago real fast. And I was with my mother, Diane.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so how old were you when your father died?
I was 34.
Oh, so you were alive during the heydays. What's your favorite Curtis Mayfield lyric?
Wow. I don't know if I have one favorite lyric. There's so many songs that were just remarkable songs, but all the things from maybe People Get Ready. There Ain't No Room for the Hopeless Sinner Who Will Hurt All Mankind Just to Save His Own. How about that one? That's a pretty good one.
If you had a choice of colors.
Yeah.
Which one would you choose?
My brother all gonna go. Man, I love that one.
Yeah. There's a hell of a low.
We all going. He said we all going. I love that.
Yeah.
Todd Mayfield, you said in the book, which is really good, I enjoyed it immensely, but you said that this book is different, not only because, well, you participated in it, but you and your co-author really got into the real heart of your father, and that included members of his family, you know, from his past, and the people that made him into the incredible soul that he was.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you know, my father was a pretty private person, and a lot of people obviously know his body of work and his music, but don't know a lot about the person behind it. So I thought it would be a good idea to share that.
And what was it? What was the most surprising thing for you as you were doing your research and having these conversations about your dad?
Well, basically, just about his drive and his, he was a soft-spoken man, but it was actually pretty tough and pretty, he wouldn't get pushed around easily, and that's why he was able to keep his publishing and he was such a good business person in that way too.
And his drive, even after the accident, up until his death, he still had that drive. Tell us about the accident.
Well, August 13, 1990, he was doing what he does. You know, he was going to perform for an outdoor concert in Brooklyn. And, that's where he was most comfortable on stage. And in the studio. So just an unforeseen storm came up and it made the lighting scaffold unstable and stage lights began to fall, unfortunately, and he was hit by a stage light that left him a quadriplegic.
Mm. And he survived for 9 years.
Go ahead, Sip. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he did survive for 9 years. After the accident happened, the doctors were really, kind of exact about, how long he could possibly live, and they said that quads usually can live for about 10 years, and he was just shy of 10 years, about 9.5 years.
And I'm sorry, Jay was asking you.
Should you think they'll make a movie out of this, and who do you think would play your father?
I have no idea, but, I do have some interest that right now, but I haven't chosen who I think would be a lead player of his life, but I'm sure there'll be some plenty of qualified actors that'll try to, get the role.
Which act? Which musical act has sampled your father's music more than anybody else? Who's number one?
Wow, I mean, you have a lot of Snoop Dogg, you have R. Kelly, Kanye, it's a lot of folks that sampled. He was very sample friendly as long as he got credit and got his money.
And what's the most sample song of all of the Curtis Mayfield songs has been sampled?
Wow, probably. That's a tough one too, but maybe "Right On for the Darkness" is one that's been sampled, a guitar lick in that song. But it's pretty evenly spread out. But "Right On for the Darkness" and maybe possibly "Freddy's Dead," from the Superfly album.
Yeah.
Beyonce had a big hit with the she sampled "Think," and she just put a new lyric over the whole thing. That was an instrumental on the Superfly album.
What's the one thing that you want people to remember about your dad? You said about his drive and things. Was there a father-son moment that, you think expresses your relationship or your dad?
Well, actually, yeah, there was, there's several, but one that stands out is just, he always, even though he we knew who he was and how he was successful and all that, he still wanted us to get out and do something for ourselves. So I wanted a bike when I was about 10 years old, and he said if I saved up half the money, he would match it, and we went to Toys R Us and got that bike.
Did you put it in a song?
Man.
It is really, cool. This book is so fascinating, and it's beautifully written. I congratulate you. It's called Traveling Soul. The life of Curtis Mayfield.
I've seen him in Atlanta a couple times, Sybil. Nicest guy you want to meet.
Yeah. Thank you all so much. I mean, we've been getting good reviews, and it's being well received. So hopefully everybody listening will go out and get a copy.
And I've got 10 copies to give away right now of Todd Mayfield and the biography on his father called Traveling Soul, The Life of Curtis Mayfield. 10 copies. You must be a Text Time Club member at 646464.